Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Sagen is to say or to tell. Sagen. How would you say I say? Ich sage. How would you say he says? Er sagt. How would you say, what does he say? Was sagt er? How would you say, he says that he is here? Er sagt, dass er hier ist. You see, dass er hier ist. That he here is. That, das in German, introduces a so-called subclause. The verb is kicked to the end. Er sagt, dass er hier ist. How would you say he says that he doesn't come? Er sagt, dass er nicht kommt. How would you say he says that he stays at home? Er sagt, dass er zu Hause bleibt. You remember, zu Hause, at home. To stay, bleiben. Er sagt, dass er zu Hause bleibt. How would you say, he says that he goes to work? Er sagt, dass er zur Arbeit geht. How would you say, she says that she goes to school? Sie sagt, dass sie zur Schule geht. How would you say, I say to you? Ich sage dir. You see, dir is the dative pronoun. Why do we use the dative? Because sagen related to a person. So when we say something to someone, so to a person, then it's dative, then it triggers dative. And you have to use the dative endings, articles and pronouns. Ich sage dir, I say to you. How would you say, I say to him? Ich sage ihm. How would you say, I say to her? Ich sage ihr. How would you say, I don't say to you? Ich sage dir nicht. How would you say, I don't say to him? Ich sage ihm nicht. How would you say, I don't tell to you? Well, I don't say to you, or I don't tell you where he lives. Ich sage dir nicht, wo er lebt. You see, wo er lebt, where he lives. How would you say, I don't tell you where he lives in Germany? Ich sage dir nicht, wo er in Deutschland lebt. You see, wo er in Deutschland lebt, where he in Germany lives. Wo here introduces also a so-called subclause. The verb is kicked to the end. Wo er in Deutschland lebt. How would you say, I don't tell you where he works? Ich sage dir nicht, wo er arbeitet. How would you say, I don't tell you how she's called? Ich sage dir nicht, wie sie heißt. How would you say, I don't tell you when he comes? Ich sage dir nicht, wann er kommt. How would you say I've said or I told? Ich habe gesagt. How would you say I told you? Ich habe dir gesagt. How would you say I told her? Ich habe ihr gesagt. How would you say I told him? Ich habe ihm gesagt. How would you say I told her that I love her? Ich habe ihr gesagt, dass ich sie liebe. So you see, in English you use twice her, but in German the first time, ich habe ihr gesagt, it's the dative pronoun, because sagen here triggers dative. The second time, I love her, love, to love, lieben is an accusative verb, it triggers accusative. So it's sie, ich habe ihr gesagt, dass ich sie liebe. How would you say I told her that I don't love her? Ich habe ihr gesagt, dass ich sie nicht liebe. How would you say I told him that I love him? Ich habe ihm gesagt, dass ich ihn liebe. Slight difference. Ihm with an M, dative. Ihn with an N, accusative. Ich habe ihm gesagt, dative, because sagen triggers dative. Dass ich ihn liebe. Ihn with an N, accusative, because lieben, to love, is an accusative verb. How would you say I told him that I don't love him? Ich habe ihm gesagt, dass ich ihn nicht liebe. How would you say, what have you told her? Was hast du ihr gesagt? How would you say, what have you told him? Was hast du ihm gesagt? Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb sprechen, to talk, to speak. Sprechen, to speak. Like when you say, yesterday I spoke German at work. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bye. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.